Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The cast of the new VH1 hit docuseries Cartel Crew has connections to some of the scariest drug organizations in history. Cartel Crew takes a deep look into the lives of 8 descendants of the cartel life, all grown up, navigating adulthood, trying to make it in Miami without following their parents' footsteps outside of the drug world. But as we see, escaping the shadows of their ancestors comes with a price. Among the 8 featured, Michael Corleone Blanco, youngest son of Griselda Blanco, the notorious cocaine godmother, who ran the streets of Miami until her assassination in 2012. Michael trying to stay straight, hard to do for a man who's used to making $20,000 before breakfast, now with his own personal clothing brand, Pier Blanco. Also on Cartel Crew, we follow Stephanie Acevedo. Her father, a former career cocaine trafficker, she saw her family lose everything when she was 9 years old, her dad arrested, sent to federal prison. Now determined to make a name for herself, and she is on her way. Michael and Stephanie, cast members of Cartel Crew, Mondays 10 Eastern Pacific on VH1, with us on This Week in America. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the program.
Hi. Thank you for having us.
Hey, Rick. Thanks for having us.
It is our pleasure. This is becoming a major hit on VH1, Cartel Crew, and it's interesting trying to break away from the past. And there's a scene that I just saw, Stephanie, I believe you're talking to Tad about Marie, and you're saying, that sounds so much like my parents' generation, that's something they would say. I'm sorry, but I'm trying not to be my parents. How difficult is it to disconnect from the past?
It is very difficult, but it's a challenge I've taken for my, since 8 years old to, my current age and the person that I am today right now. Music has always been my outlet. It has been there through my darkest days. It gave me something to look forward to. That is how I get through it. That's how I got through it. Also, when you have a little bit of, feeling of wanting to do something, in this lifestyle that leads to fast money and power, or me dating a man that, is doing that, or I always look at what I've been through, my sufferings, my pain, and it's just not worth it to me. I think that is our whole motive on this show, is just giving people a real insight, because there's a lot of series right now that, show you the lifestyles. They show you what these, drug lords are doing, but where's our story? Where are the kids' story of our life and how we saw things growing up? And this is our opportunity to give you guys the real of what kids of this life really have to go through every single day.
Yeah, basically what we do is we get down to the nitty-gritty. We're here. We don't want to deliver the wrong message. We want the youth, we want everybody to understand, me, myself, and a lot of us, we saw what the life did. Yes, it was luxurious. It was great. Caviar, it was the champagne wishes, caviar dreams.
Exactly.
But with that comes blood, tears. With that comes graveyards and flowers. So what we're just trying to bring to light, what we are bringing to light, thanks to VH1 and Big Fish, is that there's something else that comes with this, and the youth shouldn't be brainwashed 100%. If you got something you like, it's the culture, it's the music, it's the movies, it's Netflix. All right, so what we're bringing now is the truth. What? People die behind this, and you got to get a way out. We found a way out. Therefore, people younger than us, older than us, part of that life can get out if they wish. Why? Because we did it.
Well, it's interesting. I talked in the beginning about you used to making large sums of money early in the day, that type of thing. Your mother was making some estimates in the U.S. up to $80 million a month. Yet you've got a very touching scene in there where you're talking to Laws, I believe, and says, you say, when I left the narco lifestyle, I became a slave to my demons. Talk about that, because you opened up about seeing your dad assassinated right in front of your eyes, and that still has a dramatic impact on who you are today.
Yeah, I guess when I reached a point in my life that I started having a bit of clarity, thinking like a rational man, a part of society, then I understood that, damn, I had a lot of baggage. I had a lot of traumatic baggage that before I wouldn't let it affect me because I put up a shield. I put up a shield of what? That I'm part of this lifestyle and I can't be a little sissy and I can't let it affect me. I get money. I'm a street hero. So it brainwashed me to being that certain individual. And then I learned that I became a slave to my criminality and I had to get away from it. But then the transitioning period was hard because I lost my mother during that period. And then I remembered that I had other family members that I no longer see because they're dead. So I guess it brought me to a state of mind that, damn, I lived a pretty traumatic lifestyle, and I'm going to have to revisit this in order to get over it. So in that, I have a lot to thank VH1 for.
You know, it's interesting to watch both of you as you approach your careers very aggressively. I mentioned the clothing line that Michael has. Stephanie, talk about your career, because you've said, boy, this is your moment. You really need to take advantage of this. And it looks like this basically is your life right now, is seizing the moment.
Yes, and that is exactly what I'm going to do. You know, as you see, if you tune into the show, I open up for Lil Wayne in Louisiana Fest. You know, most people were saying, you know, why are you singing a Spanish song in New Orleans? I'm going to tell you something. I am a very ambitious, I'm a go-getter. I don't fear anything. When you're 8 years old and you're sitting in a courtroom and your dad's facing 38 years, you realize what fear looks like.
Yes.
I will step on any stage and I will sing in front of anyone, however, whenever. If I am trying to prove to Young Money and Lil Wayne that I am worthy of that spot, you best believe that I'm going to be aggressive. I'm going to be hungry. I'm going to have that, you know, that passion 100%. I also go hard on the show on different, you know, subjects. And, you know, at first, you know, when me and this other cast member, you know, go into it, I'm a very passionate person to begin with. I have a lot of heart. And, you know, I think that I deliver. I deliver every single time. And this is my moment. And I want to be on, you know, on a stage singing in front of thousands of people. But I wanted to sign up to do this and do this docuseries so that people, my fans, they will love me for who I was, where I come from, and who I am today. Because nobody appreciates where you are if they don't know where you've been.
Michael, about 30 seconds left here. Blanco, it's fun to watch you as you're channeling all your energy into this successful clothing line. Talk about this, because this really is becoming a success and something you're very passionate about.
Of course. I mean, you know, my primary objective is for people to understand my message. My message is I'm not glorifying the lifestyle. I'm glorifying an era where women and men were limitless, and I'm glorifying my queen, the most important figure in my life, the person that gave me food, fed me, took care of me when I was sick, and provided a life. And it was hard because I buried my mother. So who has more right to do this than me? I truly believe that we're not only a narco brand, but we're a brand that says to the streets, what, yo, I did it. You can get out the streets too. We're selling dope clothing, not dope.
Cartel Crew, VH1's hit new docuseries exploring the lives of descendants of the cartel life. Among those featured, our guest on the program, Michael Blanco and Stephanie Acevedo. Thank you so much for being with us. We will watch Cartel Crew Mondays, 10 Eastern Pacific Time on VH1. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much. God bless.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.